At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas County Health and Human Services has reported 7 more flu-related deaths. 6 of the patients were residents of Dallas. The other was a resident of Garland. All patients had high-risk health conditions and died after complications from the flu. That brings the total number of flu deaths in the county to 18. According to the CDC, Texas is experiencing widespread flu activity. A yearly vaccine is recommended for people aged 6 months and older. Dallas City Council members say they feel blindsided after Dallas police changed how it enforces panhandling ordinances. A recent directive from Chief Urene Hall said officers can issue citations for crimes associated with panhandling, but not for panhandling itself. Councilmember Sandy Grayson spoke out about this at a public safety committee meeting yesterday.
You're basically telling us that we have ordinances on the books and we have the Texas Transportation Code and they allow us to enforce against panhandling.
Yes.
Then we have a newspaper story that says, doesn't matter if you don't like panhandling, you can't enforce against it. So which is it?
Cities across the country are weighing whether crackdowns violate a person's constitutional rights, and there's concern that'll open up Dallas to lawsuits. The Public Safety Committee will take up panhandling enforcement again next month. Now to our American Graduate Initiative. The Irving-based Boy Scouts of America recently launched an effort in some area schools to introduce more kids to scouting. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports the Boy Scouts were inspired by the Girl Scouts.
Reciting the Boy Scout Oath is routine at regular Boy Scout meetings. This scout gathering, though, is anything but. We're in class at the Young Men's Leadership Academy at Fred Florence Middle School. The Pleasant Grove campus is one of 4 middle schools in Dallas ISD where Boy Scouts take over gym class once a week. And every kid in this school is a Boy Scout. Skeptics say this is a way to grow shrinking national membership numbers. Scouts say otherwise.
It's a need.
S.B. Randolph is Boy Scouts Outreach Director for the Circle 10 Council, which includes parts of North Texas.
Girl Scouts, we give them credit. They started a process. It's a great challenge because you meet boys that are teenagers, and you got a lot of things you challenge with at that age.
So on this Thursday, 11 and 12-year-olds learn how to build a fire, cook outdoors.
It can be used for cooking, okay? So you metal pieces.
They're preparing for a campout. Many of these kids in the Pleasant Grove School are low income and might not get a chance to go camping. But thanks to this effort, they go. Today's instructor, David Payne, with the Boy Scouts organization, says the students also learn values of building solid friendships and being good team members.
It's a tough neighborhood. I live in the area. And so I tell these kids, this is not your comfort zone, okay? Expand your comfort zone. See what else is available out in the world. And some of these kids, you know, when they see hopelessness, then they feel like they're hopeless. And what we're trying to do is tell these kids, you're not hopeless. All you got to do is put in the effort like everybody else.
12-year-old sixth grader Noel Pena is a fan.
It's actually a good thing. If it's just gym class, all we're doing is just athletic stuff. We do Boy Scouts. It's expanding our horizon, and it teaches us life skills, how to tie knots and all that. So it's pretty good.
15 miles away, students at Solar Prep are also getting some scouting lessons, Girl Scouting lessons. In Dallas ISD's newest all-girls school for science, technology, and the arts, every student is a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts have been going into schools for 30 years. But what's different about Solar Prep, the Scout organization has taught the teachers to incorporate the Girl Scout curriculum into Friday lessons. 8-year-old Lucia Montemayor loves Fridays.
I love Girl Scouts because you get to have all these Girl Scout sisters with you, and they're here with you, like they're there for you. They have your back.
Principal Nancy Bernardino helped build Solar Prep from scratch and decided that including Girl Scouts was a must.
Every Girl Scouts Friday, I mean, you see, it's a different feeling in the air of girls wearing their tunic or their sash. And we didn't realize how much of an impact it was going to make on our girls until we actually saw them wearing them. And just, it really raised their level of confidence of this, I am a Girl Scout.
How confident? Meet third grader Alicia Martinez.
since that we all girls school, we of course we celebrate fierce females. Like, we of course we have this book, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. It has every single fierce female, at least I think, but they have a ton of great fierce females in here.
Women like Joan Jett, Frida Kahlo, Serena and Venus Williams, who inspire Solar Prep kids to think bigger. That's part of the Girl Scouts mission. Jennifer Bartkowski, CEO of Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas, says it's why her organization's been in schools for 3 decades.
People don't generally know about it, though. When people think of Girl Scouts, they think of cookies, camps, and crafts. And what Girl Scouts has really been about for all this time has been leadership development. We've partnered with schools because that's where the girls are, but it's also a great place for us to partner because they are getting, you know, an academic adventure and an experience, and we're providing kind of the other side of that, and that makes a lot of sense to us.
Bartkowski says the Boy Scouts asked for help to set up its own Scouts and Schools program, and she didn't hesitate.
You're going to write their name here. Call
back in Solar Prep, we're in Bethany Seagrove's Talented and Gifted class. On this Friday, though, she's teaching the Girl Scout curriculum.
Here at Solar, everything is about empowering girls. Like today, we went and talked about Rebel Women and how all these women had positive stories. And so it's teaching them that they can do the same things as well.
Seagrove says the biggest difference between regular class and Scout class, where today's theme is water, Scouts take action.
They're not just learning the water cycle and the benefits of recycling. They're learning to go out and actually to the community and make a difference.
Which is why leaders at Solar Prep and the Young Men's Leadership Academy hope their students create projects that benefit their neighborhoods so they can earn Scouting's top honors, the Gold Award, the Eagle Scout. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Patchy fog should clear out soon, leaving us with mostly cloudy skies. It should turn sunny later on. The high should reach 59, overnight low around 44. It's 41 degrees now in Dallas, 39 in Fort Worth.